At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, everybody. What is happening? We got action in the Bay.
Yes, we do.
I don't know if it's good action. We got the Warriors, day three, free agency. Still waiting.
Waiting on
something.
Waiting to scratch.
Trades are hard.
Speaking of waiting, we're waiting on that next Giants win. Boy. They lose last night 8-2.
You said take the over. You can take the victory lap.
I said take the over.
What made you feel that?
I have both pitchers on my fantasy team, and they've been struggling.
Okay, there
and,
it is.
One guy continued to struggle, and one guy didn't. And the over-under was 9.5, so I know.
Winner, winner.
The smart money was taking my advice. So, hey, we got action. Possibly. You want Dame Lillard. Lillard is essentially a free agent.
Yeah.
And he's going to get paid. And so he gets to pick his team, essentially. And if the team wants him, it'll be that simple. Lillard.
Oakland zone. I'll tell you this, Donnie. When I left you all yesterday, I didn't want Dame because I was so focused and enamored with the immediate. And I thought, Dr. Darryl thought, you know, the medicals, which I don't have access to, Steiny, coming back at all next year was off the table. But listening to Mark Spears, and I know we got the sound, we'll play it here shortly, I guess there's a shot he could come back all-star game. And if I left the studio yesterday, the Laughing Monk Studios, telling you all, if you run it back and keep Kuminga and maybe add Al Horford, I'm okay with that. So why wouldn't I be okay with a shooter, the caliber of Dame Dalla, to a guy that can bring the ball up? We know what he is, and he could be your move at the deadline if you were able to play. So I'm telling you right now, Matt Stymus, you asked me, I'm all in, but I got PTSD. And you're going to say, from what? From being told no when we thought guys could come here, and then Jimmy Butler, that was one for the – chalk it up as the winners. We got somebody to come here. Yeah, it was a trade, and that worked out. But now I'm telling you, Stoney, I'm a little nervous if Dame didn't choose to come back and You hear athletes always talk about playing in their hometown. He's from the town. You know, sometimes those can be distractions. But to answer your question and quit being motor mouth, I would like to have Dame Lillard. And he comes back next year. And, man, him and Steph on the perimeter, offensively, whoa.
Offensively,
okay.
Whoa. Yeah, right. Defensively, yikes. Listen, we did yesterday's show, and it just seems pretty clear that the Warriors' options are very limited.
And okay, I left that out.
And to my way of thinking, if your options are limited, I texted this to Evan and you last night. I said, you know what? If you can swing it, go get Al Horford.
All right.
Go get Damian Lillard and re-sign Jonathan Kuminga.
Let's go.
If you could somehow do that, do I love it? Not really. But again, I'm operating from the premise of reality, where the Golden State Warriors are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if Damian Lillard is coming back in March, sure.
Yeah.
Why not? I think this is where we find out, or we'll find out, that I don't know why Damian Lillard would want to come here if he's got his choice of 30 teams in the NBA. Mm. That's the part that I need to know, that he has interest here, and I'm not convinced that he does or that he would. And then we get into the whole situation of, well, why wouldn't Dame Lillard want to come here?
Because it's home. And if that's something that's been on his bucket list, Donnie, you know, playing in front of, you know, fans and a team he grew up rooting for, I mean, that would be a dream come true. And I'm looking at Austin in San Jose early in the chat. He's talking about, you know, Dame against these young NBA guards. That wouldn't work. But the bottom line is what you texted us last night on the thread, if that were to come to fruition, Horford, you lose Looney, you re-sign JK, and you get Dame is the gift under the Christmas tree, let's just say March, that is a better version. And you know what? That's not even running it back. Those are enhancements. Will they work? That I don't know.
Look, the reason that I would be open to those kind of things is because there's not a move there that's a big risk. You sign Al Horford for a year. You sign Damian Lillard for negligible money, because he's going to be making what he was set to make anyway.
Yeah.
So you'd have to somehow figure out a way. Well, you wouldn't have to figure out a way. You could just get Damian Lillard to come here. And if he wants to come here, you could get him here.
Why would they want him? If you're the Warriors style.
Because they need players.
Wow.
They need players.
And he's an all-star.
And I don't know what he's got left. I don't know if he's an all-star anymore. I don't know how much he's got left. But if the stakes are extremely low, which they would be.
I'm with you. Well, what do you got to lose?
No harm, no foul, yeah, as far as I'm concerned. You know, do I like Horford? I like him a little bit, but I don't like that he's 39. But if you're going to go down this road, then you're open to a move such as this.
And let's just real quick here, leave Dame out of this. You lose Looney, and we love what he brought, Stoney. And if you were to get Horford, and I was just to throw it at you, are the Warriors a better basketball team just with that swap? What would you say?
One more time, go.
Adding Horford, losing Looney, re-signing JK, are the Warriors a better basketball team than they were when they got sent home? I got to put some respect on Tito's name.
Marginally better? Marginally better? That's what I would say. Mm. Marginally better. But you also have to factor in, how are the big three going to be? Because if the big three,
well,
and I'm talking about Butler, Curry, and Draymond Green, if they all drop a notch, well, then you're not going to be better.
But that's your reality. We're going to, with moves or no moves, those are your guys. So I'm being proactive in that, hoping they don't drop a notch.
Well, I mean, now that's where you and I are different.
Yeah.
I would go into next season assuming that they're not going to be better than last year because of their age. And I can't go into the season thinking that this is a team that was a 23-8 team in the regular season. Like, I get if you do 23-8, Goo, that comes out to 50, mid-50 win-wise. I don't think they're a 55-win team.
Yeah.
And because you know what? We got into that. We did that a couple years ago when Draymond got suspended and they won 48. And we had people saying, well, if Draymond doesn't get suspended, they win 52-54.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, last year the Warriors won whatever they ended up winning. I don't know what they're going to win next year, but you know, you got to take into account that everybody's 1 year older in terms of their most important players.
Now, and again, Snotty, I got in a sack last night and I thought, man, I want Dame, and I'm going to throw this at you and the listeners. I'm just thinking of the L.A. Lakers. We're not in L.A. doing L.A. radio, but the bottom line is Luka's lost weight. We know what he is as a basketball player. We know what LeBron is. My question to you is, if you were Dame, would you look at the current state of the Laker roster compared to this Warrior roster? Would you think you had a better chance to win in L.A. with LeBron and Luka? If you were Dame,
I know they still got a dominant, you know, they can end up with Horford. I would say yes, only because
for the Lakers,
yes,
okay,
because they have a superstar that's younger than everybody else. By the way, we got some breaking news. Mike Brown, did he get it? He got the Knicks job. Mike Brown, new head coach of the New York Knicks.
Who saw? Everyone to give me a victory lap, but I don't want to take it.
Well, would you have taken one for Mark Jackson?
Would you have taken one for Dawn Staley? Well, she
would. You have taken one for Mike Malone?
No.
Would you have taken one for Nick Nurse?
I would have hired Michael Malone. Okay. But I'm not Mike Brown. I didn't see it. I guess I did, Evan. They're trying to give you credit, but good for Mike. He's back.
Yeah,
riding that Harley in New York.
Yeah, Mike Brown, new head coach of the New York Knicks.
What's it called when you get fired and you get a better job?
A promotion.
Nice.
Like
Mike's going to wilt in New York.
He got fired up.
Mike's going to wilt in New York, though. I love
it. I know you're playing.
Not made for that city. Some people can make it in New York. Some people can't.
He was in Cleveland.
Exactly. No, I
kudos
wish,
for Mike.
Wish nothing but Mike Brown.
And the black coaching delegation. Yeah, chalk one up. Yeah, he came back. He resurfaced.
I mean, the question that I mean, why would Damian Lillard, other than coming home?
That's a lot of it. Drake, I'm going home.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big
part of it.
For most players, I don't think it's a huge deal.
I hope it's not a bad thing, because they say, Stoney, I talked to the likes of Gary Payton. I've heard them talk about this, you know, the things that go with it when you're playing in your home city, you know, distractions, you know? So hopefully he'll look at this like, this is something I want to do. I want to be alongside Steph. So I'm all in. And it's like you're balling on a budget, Stoney. You've never been there because you got deep pockets. But when you want something and you can't afford it, you take what you can and you appreciate it. But you're always like, it's better than nothing. And if you could get the Dame and he's hell,
he's not helpful.
Why did I leave here thinking he wasn't playing all next year?
Because he probably isn't.
Wow, man.
He probably isn't. But it would be minimal, right?
The price would be minimal. So what do you got to lose for him to come back if he didn't play at all next year? You got him in the oven.
Hey, Evan, failing upward? Is that what?
That's the one. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. 408-925.
That ever happened to
upward.
You? Ever get fired and then you end up in a better situation?
Yeah, all the time. Because if you get fired, you're that's inherent that you're in an awful situation when you get fired. So anytime you get fired, there are better things to come. That's the way I look at it. He got fired from what? Sacramento? Where was he before?
Sacramento. And Cleveland.
Told you.
Yeah. And L.A.
Exactly.
So After four games.
He's now with the...
New York got a good team.
Yeah.
They've added some stuff. I like it.
Clarkson. I'm not crazy about where
Evan, what's my guy's name? Big Butt from Philly. Giaboli. What's...
Yabusele.
Yabba Dabba Doo. Yabusele. Okay.
888-957-9570 is the number. Where are we at, Warrior fans? There's a couple guys out there. Al Horford, Damian Lillard. In, out.
And DeAndre Ayton.
DeAndre Ayton. He's another one.
Yeah.
You want DeAndre Ayton? I'm out on DeAndre Ayton.
A lot of people seem to be.
That's just me. All right. We'll talk Giants, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Whew. Celebrate Independence Day with pride. And I'm not going to take a victory lap, even though I easily could. Celebrate Independence Day with pride and responsibility. This 4th of July, use a rideshare or public transit and say no to illegal fireworks. Grill, chill, and celebrate. But if you're drinking, don't drive. This is brought to you by the San Francisco Police Officers Association.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't tell me what I've seen. I'm 50 years old. I know what I've seen.
I owe Curry nothing.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right. Steiny Guru with you on a Wednesday morning. Got a holiday coming up.
He deserved it.
You got people coming in.
Yeah, I sure do.
Why did you do that?
Well, it's going to be hectic at
you're
the Steiny
You making a Costco run?
Yeah.
You have to, I got to imagine.
Yes, I got. By the way, if you're having a barbecue or a party, and let's say you know about how many guests were coming, how do you figure out how much beer and wine and alcohol to buy? You know, if I said, hey, you know, I think we're expecting about 65, 70.
Woo!
How much alcohol is that? I have no idea.
You got to buy for 90.
Not five.
You want to have more than less.
I think 75's I think we're going to have under 75. So 75's like the max.
And you'll have a lot of new vodka, I can imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Is there a calculator online you can use?
I'll tell you what, Carter Chickering came in and told us, because you mentioned it just in regard to Damon. Don't feel bad for Damon, his financial status, Donnie. He's getting $22 million for the next 5 years from Milwaukee. So that's 22. Then he could either, if he wanted to sit out until next year and decide what contender he wanted to go to, regardless, if he signs for that mid-level with whomever, add that to the 22, so he's going to be getting some change. I just now am excited. Does he view Golden State with him and his services when he's ready as that contender more so than the team down south with the Lakers?
Well,
that's who I got to believe it's between.
Well, I got two problems now.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to give him the mid-level. That's too much for a guy who may not play this year.
Would he look at that as disrespect?
Well, then...
Bye-bye.
I mean, see you later. But how's this for disrespect? And I got to thank the 916, and I'd forgotten about this. Damian Lillard in 2023 was asked about playing for the Warriors. Do you remember this? Here's what he said. This is Damian Lillard. As far as, like, Golden State, I respect what they've been doing over the last 8-9 years or whatever, and I'm from there, obviously. That's home. But I can't be a part of that. They've won 4 championships. Like, what I look like trying to do that and say, oh, I'm joining my home team. Like, no. Somebody who played my position behind LeBron, the best player of this era, it don't even make sense. I'd never do nothing like that. I'd lose every year before I go.
Wow, Sonny, so, you found that.
He doesn't want, or at least a couple years ago, he said, it don't even make sense, me coming to a team that already has Steph Curry. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So you can put that piece of old.
Well, I'll say this to that. If you're saying this a couple years ago, that would be 1 year removed from when the Warriors won their last title. Now he might look at the Dubs as, you know, they haven't done anything in the last 3 years, and I could be the piece to put them over the top. Or just from a competitor standpoint, Steiny, he thinks, and some people out there, he's as good as Steph, and a guy like that wouldn't want to win it with Steph. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
But if you go to L.A., you're going to win it with Bron.
I mean, I see.
Or try to.
Well, the difference is that the Lakers don't have a Steph Curry. The players they have play a different position than Damian Lillard. So I do get the sense he's skeptical, or there's something inside him where he's like, I don't want to go to Oakland. They won 4 titles. Like, I don't want to be a hanger-on trying to...
That was heavy what you read, though.
You know, trying to get a ring. So...
But going to a contender, Steiny...
Well, are they?
No. Whoever he picks, I feel like the motto is going to be, you're picking the best opportunity. And there's going to be guys like the... You know, if you go to Boston, they've won before. If you go to L.A., they've won before. I know Luka hasn't, but he's been there. So I want Dame. I don't think it's going to, you know, bring the house down. It's not going to bust the bank or break the bank. So hopefully he wants here. And I'm kind of curious as when he'll make a decision.
I mean, if you're a Warrior fan right now, and I told you, all right, here's what's going to happen. Al Horford's going to come. You're going to be able to somehow get Damian Lillard here. And then just go ahead and re-sign Jonathan Kuminga. Would that go down as a terrific offseason? Horford, Lillard, re-sign Kuminga.
I would say good. I wouldn't say terrific. I would say good.
I think it'd be pretty darn good. I'm
with you.
Because I don't like where they're at.
And
everybody
what can you really
that.
Do right now? This injury, nobody wants Dame to be hurt, but the bottom line is we talk about relationships, you know, turning toxic, and that's why you were able to get the likes of a Jimmy Butler, and here we go. Nobody's happy Dame got hurt, but if that injury could turn him into a Warrior, there's some luck involved in that if you can close the deal.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing you gotta take into account is what is Damian Lillard gonna have left? If he, you know, let's say he sits out a year and he comes back next year, or he at least comes back late this year, what is Damian Lillard going to have left?
But that's why the cost is so attractive in this formula, because let's just say it was all bad. you know, you still got your core. He's not part of the core.
Yeah, but I mean, if you know, Damian Lillard is anything like the player that he was, he will be part of this core,
which is a superstar.
You would think.
Yeah.
This from Lewis Berrios saying, Steiny, you want the oldest team in the history of sports? I kind of do, but I really don't. But
oh,
listen,
they would have, oh, they had these two, Horford and Dame. Oh my gosh.
I think the Warriors have painted themselves into a little bit of a corner. I think that they are a little bit stuck. And so one of the reasons they're stuck is because they've got old players making a boatload of money, and it doesn't allow a lot of other money for role-type players or younger-type players. So my feeling is if this is the way you're going to go, and it's the way you're going to go because they got here on purpose, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, drive to the end of the Hamptons and try to find that solarium, if you will. I know like you don't that. Know what I'm talking about because that's a Seinfeld episode, but I mean, I, you know, Malik Monk. You like Malik Monk? The Kings are supposedly
interested
in Kuminga. I
don't like him more than
Kuminga.
Jonathan Kuminga. How about that, Stoney? I would rather bring Kuminga back.
Wow. Man. I think I would do that trade right now.
Yeah, but shame on you real quick.
Why?
Cheers is one of my best shows, and okay. So is Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And you just thought I didn't know about salt money, that episode.
What's salt money?
Solarium.
What? Okay, give me a detail. Then,
I saw
you know
the episode.
Okay, what happened?
I just told you. I just said salt money. I saw
what
the episode.
What is salt money?
You look it up.
Do you know, Evan?
I don't know Seinfeld as well as you guys
do.
No.
I don't know what salt money is. I've never heard that.
Well, I have to imagine it's a part of the episode. And but I don't know.
Yeah, that hurt me. That you
but it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Starnie.
We'll what were fine. The names of the horses?
Forget it.
What were the names of the horses Steinmetz. At the end of Long Island?
Yeah, no, you're being an ass now. I got
Prickly
it.
Pete.
And I saw it.
Prickly Pete, yeah. Pete, if you will. Steinmetz, you're more of a retread than Mike Brown.
That wasn't nice.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Two-time coach of the year.
Yeah, man. Take that for data.
Here's Mark Spears. On Damian Lillard.
And how many teams are calling? Oh, they're calling. There's about double-digit number of teams calling, interested in him. So I think the big question, too, is like, well, when will Dame be back? There's some speculation that he could be back around the All-Star break. Mm. So if he signs with a team, it's probably going to be, may well be a two-year deal, which gives him a very economical deal for that team, but also allows him to do a two-year kind of tryout, see how it is, see if this is a place he could be long-term.
And all Spears right. is our guy, Stoney, but I thought this Achilles injury was a year-long injury. He got hurt in the playoffs, the first round, right?
Yeah. I guess the All-Star break would be about 8-10 months, which would be a little ahead of schedule. I don't know.
Look, I want him back, but damn, okay.
More Mark Spears.
Dame's doing the Brookfield dance. He's ecstatic. His agent, really? Aaron Goodwin, told me this is an incredible opportunity for him. He gets to be a free agent 2 years early, choose where he wants to go. Money really doesn't matter right now because he's still getting paid by the Bucks. He's going to be in Portland, which is an important part for him to rehab, be around his kids, which is extremely important. Wherever he goes next, that team must know that he plans to rehab in Portland so he could be close to his family, but he'll be around.
I don't think the Warriors would have a problem with him being in Portland.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't think any team. Yeah, just get healthy.
So Damian Lillard, according to Spears, the Warriors have checked in with Damian Lillard and want to see where he's at. Want to see if he's got any interest in coming to the Golden State Warriors. There's a lot of stuff out there percolating. There's a report out there that the Kings like Jonathan Kuminga, maybe willing to part with Malik Monk. I would, if there was a way to get Malik Monk in here and Kuminga out of here, I would do that in a heartbeat. If for no other reason, just to do it. I really would.
So you're washing your hand. Like you just,
I think the writing's on the wall with how Jonathan feels about this place right now. And I don't believe in, I mean, sometimes I believe in exerting leverage, but it's as simple as if the kid doesn't want to be here, I'm not going to invest money in him, or I'm not going to invest time in him to be here long term if I don't think it's in his heart to be here long term.
You went heavy, Stein, and I'm going to go Tupac. And I ain't mad at you, and I felt like that at times, just about free him. You know, just break it up and let him start the next chapter, Jonathan Kuminga, that is, of his career. But let me ask you this, because I feel like I'm turning into you. Is Malik Monk a winning player?
Is Kuminga? That's well, not answering.
Well, he's got a ring.
Come on, goo.
He was on the team.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's more of a winner than Monk?
Well, he's got a ring. I'm
so
just saying, playing on
he
championship
was the
team.
Tenth man.
Answer the question. Who's got a ring?
I would rather Monk's a better player than Kuminga.
Okay, and I would agree with
okay.
that. But if you get the best out of Kuminga,
I can't believe you just said
different.
That.
It's fact.
It is fact. So yeah. So Kuminga, the fact that Kuminga has a ring makes him more of a winner than Monk.
No, he's been here in the system.
So Omri Caspi, more of a winner than Damian Lillard.
No.
I mean,
I'm having fun, but the bottom line is he's a champion, and he did it here. Kuminga, even though his role was minimal.
I'd rather have Monk.
Yeah. No, you said as much.
Let's go to Gary in San Francisco. What's going on, Gary? How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Hey.
Doing well.
So I know the team's kind of restricted with all these, like, because of Silver's lake of rules, basically. But I wanted to know what you guys thought about making, like, it could be a lateral move, but just for the fun of it, just trying to get LeBron. Like, I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
I mean, it's out there, too. I mean, that's out there. LeBron James opted into his contract, but then put out a statement saying, you know, he knows the Lakers are building toward the future. And there's speculation that they could move LeBron James. The only way the Warriors would get LeBron James is for Jimmy Butler. Would you give up Jimmy Butler for LeBron James?
Man, I would not. I would not, Snoddy. And I'll say this. I don't think Bron's leaving Bronny. So that's why, he fired the shot in regard to if he actually said that, they better do something or make something happen. And the dude's talking about acting and doing all this and that. I just think he's not leaving the purple and gold. But I also don't think he's leaving his son. But Dan, how would you answer that? Butler or LeBron?
Oh boy. Oh man. You know what?
Yeah.
Sure. But the reason I'm saying sure is because I don't know how much better you get with LeBron, maybe a little bit. But you know what? If you're not gonna win it, which I don't think you are.
But that's what you make the move because you think you can.
No, well, then I'm not making the move because I think we can win a title. I'm making the move because it at least keeps us atop the NBA in terms of interest for the next 2 years if LeBron's going to be playing with Curry. So I guess from that standpoint, I would do it. You know, the Warriors would be, you know, they'd remain as big of a draw as they've been. And the reality is they're declining probably as a draw, even with Steph getting up there. So I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'd probably do it if for no other reason than marketing reasons.
Because you're sitting with the chef. Speaking of him, Stoddy, how involved do you think he is in all this in regard to who they go get or try to get?
I mean, I can just tell you what I think, and I don't think he's involved at all right now. I get the sense that he's – it was different last year. Because they had options. They had alternatives. They had wiggle room to make different kinds of moves, whether it be Paul George or Markkanen or all the guys we talked about. This year they are way more constrained. And if there's not a big move to be made, why do they really have to get Curry in here? I mean, yeah, I guess you touch base with Curry and you say, should we reach, you know, we're going to reach out to Damian Lillard. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, sure, why not? Or what do you think about Al Horford? I like Al Horford. Okay, we're going to try to get Al Horford. Okay, I like that. Now let me get back to my my fourth hole on the golf course.
Or getting ready for Tahoe or Giant Day. I think that's coming up.
Yeah, so I, you know, I don't.
Bobblehead Day.
You know, I don't know if things are going to shake out today with Kuminga or not, but we'll see what happens. Were you there? Yeah, you were there yesterday when Evan.
Cafeteria?
Evan told us this stat that is kind of alarming.
Give it to me.
You want to know what I think one of the Warriors' issues are? And I didn't realize it was like this. And how do you feel when I tell you this? That the Warriors have two players on their team right now that are among the top seven paid players in the NBA. So you have Steph Curry, who's the highest paid player in the NBA, and Jimmy Butler, who's the seventh highest paid player in the NBA.
Now, I'm looking at you through your glasses. Stunning.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm going to be honest. When I think of both those players on a good day, nothing blows me away, and with that, expectations are to be expected, and that's where I'm at. So when you say that, I kind of break out in goosebumps like that. That's why their expectations, and just, you know, getting to the playoffs is not good enough. And last year we got a bitter taste in your mouth, because I feel like outside of the injury, we saw what Jimmy Butler did in regard to changing the fortune of this team, and I still think Steph has more than enough left. So moves around the edges with those two guys, I'm in. Like, what did you take from that? Like,
that's too much money to be paying those two guys right now.
But that's what their reality.
That's right. And that is a constraint that is really hamstringing them.
But what if I asked you, I guess I want to tell you, I feel like those two dudes and the money.
Like, if you're the highest paid player in the league, you need to be the best player in the league, ideally. Because if you're not the best player in the league, but you're making the most money, then there's a best player in the league playing for somebody else who's making less, and that team has more flexibility than you. So, yeah, when Evan told us that, I thought, like, to me, that's where teams get into trouble. If they have the highest paid player in the league, but he's really the 12th best player in the league, and then they have the 7th highest paid player in the league, but he's really the 25th best player in the league. Like, that, to me, means you're not, they're good, they're still good players, yeah, but you're not getting value for them anymore. And if they were both making what they should be slotted at, let's say, then maybe you have more room around the edges to get them more help. But I think that's what they're running up against, is with Butler and with Curry and with Draymond occupying so much, man, of their cap, and they're probably unwilling to move any of them, or nobody wants any of them, then it just stands to reason they are not going to have a lot of money to acquire other players without being super creative.
Well, let me
and that's
ask,
what
yeah.
and that's what worries me with and that's what has worried me with the Warriors.
Well, I'll say this to that, Sonny. There's a cost to doing business, and I'd rather have two dogs like that that I don't feel like, you know, and I just keep going to LeBron, but the Lakers only have one of those guys, you know, older, and are they the 12th or 10th best player in the league? But the bottom line is, yeah, you know, funds are limited, but you are still getting something from those two dudes. And if we were to bring this up after they went 23-8, I'm just asking you real talk, Sonny, do you think you would feel differently when it looked like we didn't know where this thing was going, but it was working, all cylinders were clicking?
Okay, well, you're not asking me after they were 23-8. You're asking me after they had their playoff run. And the way I look at 23-8 right now is things fell into place. They just fell into place. The schedule was extremely favorable. And I think, looking back, we all, and I'll include myself, I think we thought they were better than they were as they were beating pretty average teams. But having watched them go through the postseason, I don't think they're a 23-8 team in terms of, like, extrapolating that record. Like, I don't think they're, you know, a 55-27 team, just because they were 23-8 at the end of last year. But, you know, like, for example, like, Joel Embiid is the 4th highest paid player in the league. Okay, now he doesn't play. Well, Philly can never go anywhere. And I'm not saying, obviously, Curry and Butler are healthy, but, like, you can't win if you have a player making that much money who's either ineffectual or
unavailable.
You know, so it's like Bradley Beal's making 54, but he's not a $54 million player. So if you have him on your payroll, you not only have a ridiculously high paid player, but you have a ridiculously high paid player who's not living up to his contract. And it kind of inhibits everything else you can do.
I think he stinks
on this team.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I would rather be sitting with those guys, and maybe they're not a top 12 player, but they're close enough, and have confidence that I can go the reality, Stani, to make moves around the edges and make those moves around the edges so good that we can repeat 23-8, because they haven't fallen off, and maybe, you know, they're on the downside, but Jimmy and Steph give you something. Now it's about, with a budget, can you go get better versions? I'll just throw Looney. Would Horford be a better version of Looney? I want to say, yeah, all around. I could be wrong, but that's easier to accomplish than getting the caliber of players like Jimmy and Steph, if what you're saying is maybe they're overpaid at this juncture.
Well, they are.
Yeah, but Stein, we could go down, but we could give you 20 names. LeBron, you know, you're getting a bang, but is it the – I mean, 90% of the league's overpaid.
Well, you know, I mean, but for example, I'm just, you know,
like
looking
Kevin Durant, are you getting whatever you, are you getting? I mean, he's still a damn good player. Don't get me wrong, but That ain't Durant, a 16.
Right.
He's getting the chicken.
Well, but he had the good fortune. Now he's on a team with a lot of players on their rookie deals still. So the Warriors don't have a lot of players like that. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, I think we're just, you know, all the stuff we talked about leading up to the offseason, I just kind of think it's playing out.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how they might be constrained. They don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot of flexibility. And here we are in day three of free agency. They haven't done anything. And I think we're getting the answers to the questions that we should have known the answers to, because we can all see where their payroll is and how tough it's going to be for this team to, you know, to balance the salaries with trying to improve. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Are you planning a road trip? Tahoe, Napa, down the coast? Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before the snacks are even packed. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.